Good morning, Consciousness Circle members, and happy Monday. Welcome to another week. I hope it starts amazing and wonderful, and that you have some amazing intentions set for not just today, but for the week in general. So I'm here to talk to you about the Sun in Taurus trying to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. I want to point out before I begin that any time that a planet is retrograde, it's asking us to look back, to review, reconsider, and really to use what is at our current disposal in order to make that grow, in order to finesse that or to refine it. Anytime that we have planets in retrograde, it's really to remember, and in this case especially, the resources that we have and how we can build on them, okay? So Pluto in Capricorn represents a transformation of foundation. And it's important to remember that our foundation, as I've mentioned before in a lot of the other classes, has been through a transformation. It's been through a transformation of values, of what we consider authorship in our lives. And this recognition that we are the authors of our lives. And what I mean by that is that we have more control over our lives than we have been led to believe. We have a voice. We have the tools to build our own persona according to our own standards, to our own values, and not what we've been told to do, okay? And if you think back on the year that we've had, that is what a lot of the reconstruction of our life has had to do, okay? That Pluto in Capricorn is about rebuilding me according to my values, according to what I know about myself, and not building my life around a status quo, not building my life around what I was told to build my life around. Now, that's Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, reminding us we're rebuilding from the lessons we've learned. The Sun in Taurus is about value, and this is especially true because of the new moon in Taurus that we had. I highly, highly suggest that you go back and listen to that audio, because this whole theme of worth is important, is really important, because this is where we're building from. And so this trine today that isn't just active today, it's active Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. The connection between Sun and Pluto tends to signify personal empowerment. Personal empowerment based on trial and error in the past. And that trial and error, again, it has not come easily. It has been something that we've earned, and we've earned in a really, really amazing way. So whenever we have a Sun trine Pluto connection, there is energy of being courageous and determined, and this knowledge of knowing that we have the capacity and the internal resource to go after what we want. I think it's important to understand that a trine, whenever there's a trine in the sky or there's a trine in our chart, it represents energy that is available for us to take advantage of. And I bring this up because for those of you that may not know, I teach a 9 a.m. Sunday class every Sunday. It's called my Astro Forecast class, and it's for the Angry Therapist platform called TatLab. And so in here, I've been teaching this class for about a year now. I have a really great connection to the members. And I thought that yesterday one of the members brought up a really good point. She asked, well, Millie, you're presenting all of this energy for the upcoming week, and it sounds great. It's time to take action. It's time to plant the seeds. But I'm not really feeling that way. There's still a lot of contrast within me. There are still things that I'm having a difficult time letting go. Totally, totally understand. Now, what I will say is that the energy that is available to us, especially when it comes to a trine, is for us to take advantage of regardless of how we're feeling, okay? And that's not to invalidate anyone. That's not to invalidate anything anyone is experiencing. What it is about, though, is about, and this is how beautiful the cosmos are. the cosmos are saying, yes, there are other things in the sky that may be influencing this difficulty in letting go, right? And to me, that is the Saturn square Uranus aspects, which I will not go into in this audio. But at the same time, there are other aspects that exist in the sky, like the one today, the trine between the Sun and Pluto. Look, the cosmos are saying, yes, I understand there's difficulty letting go. I understand there's difficulty in this transition, but my love, life still moves forward. And I'm gifting you with certain aspects throughout different times of the year so that if you're ready to really move forward, regardless of how just uncomfortable it is to move forward, I'm here for you. And this is one of those days. Like I said, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this trine is so active that I'm here to explain it to you, okay? So again, the Sun trining Pluto is about having this courageous determination to move forward towards what you want while understanding that you have the internal resources to achieve your personal goals. So the creative potential with this, and this isn't just creativity based on art, this is creativity based on how you use what you know in life. So for instance, let's say that you're going back to work and that you're going on a job interview sometime within the next 3 days, which is great, great days to go on interviews, by the way. You want to work in a different place, but you're taking what you know, you're taking what you've learned in other places. And unlike any other time in your life, you're courageously and confidently putting your attributes out there. You're sharing that with the employer, with the interviewer, and saying, this is what I've learned over X amount of years. This is what I have to bring to the table. And this is why, right? And not only that, but anytime we talk about a connection to Pluto, especially with the Sun and Taurus involved, it talks about money. So you're in this interview, you're presenting your qualities, you're presenting your attributes, and you're asking for the amount of money that you want. You're asking for the salary that you want to get paid. This isn't coming from, you know, just taking a shot and seeing what happens. Partially it's that, because there's for a lot of people, it takes courage to talk about money. Okay. So, and for others, it's rather easy. For others, it's about pay me what I want to get paid, right? There's no question, period. Which I love, by the way. So this is about being courageous enough to asking for what you know you're worth and almost not budging, right? And if you don't get exactly what you ask for, having the willingness and the courage to negotiate. These next couple of days are great. Again, in that example, I tried to give you all that you could take advantage of with this alignment. So one, understanding your attributes and your qualities. Two, not being afraid to share them with whomever you need to share them with. And three, asking for what you're worth. Those three things, I pose them to you in the example of looking for a job, but think about how those three things apply to so many different parts of our lives. Relationships. This is what I am looking for. This is what I have to bring to a relationship. Two, these are my negotiables and non-negotiables. These are the things that I'm moving away from because these are the things that I've learned about relationships. These are the things that I've learned about myself in relationships, especially over the last year. And so there are things that I'm no longer willing to put up with. And three, this is what I want. I want a serious relationship. Or maybe you don't want a serious relationship. Maybe you want a lighter relationship with no strings attached. My point is that at this point, we've learned so much about ourselves that it's okay for us to ask for what we know we're worth. Okay? And I can understand if we're still leaning into that, if we're still transitioning into that. It doesn't take away from the fact that this Sun trine Pluto aspect is still there to support us. So, With that said, let me give you a few qualities that can show the highest level of manifestation with this. So, understanding that your sense of being your own rock and support system, or at the very least, your primary rock and support system, by this point is supported, is deeply, deeply supported, right? So, not only can you be a sturdy place for yourself, but you can be a sturdy place for those around you. Because this is coming from, one, a sense of worth, but also a sense of acceptance that I feel is being brought on by that Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. This acceptance of, okay, this is life. This is life now. This is life after the year we've had. And this is life right now as I am creating it. This acceptance that we are exactly where we are meant to be, and that in this moment we have all of the knowledge and the resources we need to build something new, is extremely, extremely important to remember, because that is what's going to allow you to accept space for what you want to build and space for the difficulty that it is while you're building it. Okay? So I hope this is hitting home. Now, when it comes to Pluto and Capricorn, on a much bigger level, we're seeing how structures that have worked for so long for nations, for instance, how governments that have worked for nations are no longer working, and how people are questioning it. So when it comes to a much more personal individual level, this is us becoming almost desperate for real connection instead of the illusion of material happiness. This is interesting because the Sun in Taurus at a lower vibrating manifestation can represent just material happiness. And this is, again, this isn't anything against any Tauruses. This is just the quality of Taurus not functioning at its highest level, right? But Pluto and Capricorn has taught us that material success is not enough. And this is where we're at. We're rebuilding a new reality according to what genuinely makes us happy, and not the illusion of what makes us happy. So this is what I meant when I said very early on in the recording. We are rebuilding our lives from what we know makes us happy, from our own honesty, from our own truth, and not from what we've been told our life should look like. So I want you to take that to the bigger spectrum and understand that rebuilding our life from a And stepping away from a conditioning that tells us that our life has to look a certain way takes a long time, and it takes getting used to. We're relearning to rebuild, right? Hello, Pluto retrograde. The re, right? The re prefix and all of these words is there for a reason, okay? So all of a sudden, we're finding ourselves recreating entire systems designed really to accommodate not just our needs, but the needs of members in our community. And that community can even be a handful of people who we interact with on a day-to-day. And what I mean by that is that maybe in our very individual process, we're not thinking, okay, if I'm rebuilding, then I'm going to positively affect the people around me. Maybe we're not thinking that. But whether you realize it or not, when you're rebuilding from a place of integrity, from a place of genuine happiness and what brings you joy, according to what you've learned about yourself, you inevitably affect those around you in a really positive way, because you end up showing for yourself a lot more. You end up putting yourself as a priority, which is what this Sun in Taurus, trine Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, is reminding us. Honor yourself first, put yourself first, honor your worth before you ask anyone else to honor it first, and inevitably, the energy will align in your favor. Okay? So, again, this trine is available Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. Take advantage of it as you will. These are great days to negotiate, again, salaries, negotiate loans, to pose your ideas in your company, in your project, or bounce ideas off of if you have a creative team. It's really, really a beautiful time to honor what you've learned and what you have to build, what you have to bring to the table, and recognize that there's a lot, that there is a lot to bring to the table, okay? These are also 3 great days to sit down and perhaps discuss finances with your partner, create a financial plan for the rest of the year, create a financial plan for yourself for the rest of the year. And whether that seems like it has to do with worth or not, it very, very, very much does. Very much. Us being able to look at our finances in a very honest way and really keeping track of them shows a ton of self-worth. There are people who avoid looking at their bank statement. They avoid opening up their bank app and seeing how much they have in the bank. That's a very unhealthy relationship with money. Therefore, a very unhealthy relationship with the sense of worth. I'm not here judging. I'm not here, you know, telling you how you should be. These are things that I've learned from different courses that I've taken from different coaches throughout the years. So this is what I'm sharing with you because these are the types of things that the aspects and alignments teach us about ourselves. So wherever you fall in any of these examples, I highly, highly suggest that you take a very honest look. It's not about judgment. It's simply about rebuilding. Okay? So I hope this is helpful. Have a great Monday. Have a great week. And I will be talking to you throughout the week. Much love. Bye-bye.